question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Welcome back from that quick three-minute break, everybody. Mary and I thank you for tuning in today, and it's time for the next installment of our Chief Travel Leader series. Before we delve into Marriott Vacations Worldwide with their CEO, Stephen Weiss, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by Seabourn Cruise Line. With their unmatched sense of style, elegance, and grace, Seabourn ships beckon you to travel beyond the bounds of the imagination, and you'll clearly feel that you're a member of an exclusive club as you enjoy a sophisticated and luxurious journey like no other. Seabourn ships offer all suite accommodations, their signature water sports marina, an open bar policy serving premium wine, champagne, and spirits, and renowned menus. With destinations available around the globe, visit Seabourn.com today to learn more about specials and booking options, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Marriott Vacations Worldwide is a leading global vacation ownership company offering a diverse portfolio across more than 65 resorts. Steve Weiss is their chief executive officer, and he's held key executive positions with Marriott for nearly 40 years. Steve's been in his current role dating back to 1996, and we invited him on the show today for an exclusive Chief Travel Leader interview to get a firsthand perspective of why vacation ownership properties are so popular and how Marriott's three brands differ from the competition.
Welcome, Steve. Thanks for your time this weekend and joining Mary and me for our Chief Travel Leader interview.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, I think one of the best things that a person can do in life is vacation. It's good for families, it's good for relationships, good for health. I'll even add it's good for your career as well. We know people who save for years to afford a vacation, but too many people get caught up in life and lose sight of the importance of vacations. So since you're in the business of fun, Steve, you know, why do you think vacations are important?
Well, I think you touched on it. I mean, part of it is, you know, in the 24/7 rather frenetic life that we live today, I think people kind of lose sight of some of the important things like maintaining those close personal contacts with their friends and family and everything else. And vacationing actually lets people unwind. Now, having said that, I'm as guilty as many where, you know, even when I'm on vacation, I still got my cell phone and all, I stay connected. But I think it by forcing people to actually get away from their job, get out of their day-to-day home environment, I think it's really healthy for kind of rejuvenating people and letting them get back to work with a whole different sense of a purpose and a sense of kind of feeling about themselves.
Well, yeah, we couldn't agree more, although it is a challenge. But Marriott Vacations Worldwide traces its roots back to 1984, Steve, and today you have over 65 locations around the globe. I'd love to know the average length of stay, but I'd also like you to talk about how a vacation at one of your properties would compare to a vacation someone may try and coordinate on their own or through a travel agent.
Sure. Our average length of stay, I can't give it a precise number, but it's going to be over 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
We originally started selling a weeks-based product, so you bought 7 consecutive days. Back in 2010, we shifted to a points-based product, which allowed people to take more frequent but shorter stays. But it's still going to be close to 6 days in terms of the average stay. One of the basic differences between staying at a timeshare resort like ours versus staying at a traditional hotel room is you've got a lot more square footage. Typically speaking, one of our units is a couple of bedrooms, a living room, dining room, kitchen, in a highly amenitized resort versus a standard hotel room. The size of the footprint of the product that you're staying in is over twice that of a hotel room. And by virtue of having a kitchen and everything else, for people that want to cook a meal or two along the way during their vacation, they certainly have the ability to do so. And one of the things that we hear consistently from our customers is the added space, coupled with the variety of amenities that's available at the resorts, is a really enhances the quality of their vacation experience.
All right, so you have three unique brands. You've got the Ritz-Carlton Destination Club, Marriott Vacation Club, and then the Grand Residences by Marriott. So, you know, briefly, you know, how do the brands differ, Steve, and where are some new growth destinations that you might be considering?
Yeah, so think of it this way. Both the Ritz-Carlton Destination Club and the Grand Residence Club are what you'd call a fractional product. That's the vernacular within the industry, where you're buying a multi-week product, typically anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks a year in one of those resorts. Obviously, with the Ritz-Carlton product, it's a very enhanced service overlay on top of that, as you would expect to get in the Ritz-Carlton hotel. The Grand Residence product is more aligned with our Marriott, our traditional Marriott Vacation Club, which is more a weeks-based or even shorter stay product using our point system. Having said that, they all, at a minimum, carry the Marriott standards of excellence in terms of service delivery, the quality of the product, and all the other attributes that go along with being Marriott.
Steve, I'd like to talk a little bit about the spirit to serve, which we see as an important part of your operations as a way to give back through volunteerism and corporate giving. Can you tell us a little bit about how Marriott Vacations Worldwide is doing that?
Yeah, and spirit to serve is something that is going back to our roots as being part of Marriott before we spun off back in 2011. It's still been very core to our culture and our company. We focus on a number of different areas. There four principal areas and where we spend a great deal of our time and effort is we are a proud supporter of Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. That's 170 hospitals in North America, children's hospitals. We help raise money for them. I think this past year we raised about $1.7 million for them.
Wow.
We do something in terms of the Harvest for Hunger, which is Feed the World campaign. I think we raised about, we collected about 50 tons worth of food this past year. We do something called, with an organization called Encores, which provides rehabilitative efforts for wounded veterans, both in the U.S. and in the U.K., that have, in most cases, lost a limb or something, and they get involved in golf as a way of rehabbing and kind of reinjecting themselves into the world of a non-military world. And then we also support something called Clean the World, where we recycle bathroom products, and they get completely cleansed and all that, and then they get redistributed to parts of the world where they don't have the kind of hygiene products available to them, and we're very proud of
that.
And
they do a great job. We've covered that on the show in the past, that organization. I do want to shift back to the point system that you have. You know, back in 2010, I believe it was, you introduced a new points-based program that allows folks, you know, for lodging or cruises or exchanging points. So can you give us an idea how it works? And I want to know, is it unique to Marriott Vacations Worldwide?
Yeah, well, let me answer the second part of your question first. We're not unique in the sense of being the only timeshare company that offers a points-based program.
I understand that.
We happen to believe we have kind of a best-of-breed approach. We had an opportunity to see some others that went down that path a little earlier than we did, and we saw some of the things that maybe they wish they had done a little differently. So by being a little later, we actually have what we think is the best program out there. The way it works is that for a fixed fee, you buy a certain number of what we call beneficial interests in a Florida-based land trust that holds the real estate. So while you're not buying a specific unit, you are buying a real estate interest that you will hold just like any other real estate. That converts to annual points that can be used. Think of it almost as a bank balance. As long as you have points in your account, you can go stay. If you want to stay one night in one of our resorts in a certain type of unit that's so many points, as long as you've got those points, you can stay there. Conversely, if you want to go someplace for 2 weeks and you have enough points, you can do that. We have the ability to bank and borrow between years so that if you decide that, hey, you know, I'm not going to use all my points this year, I'd like to bank some of them for next year so I can take a longer vacation or into a destination that maybe would require some more points. It all works. And all of that's laid out very clearly so that our owners know exactly for every piece of inventory, for every day of arrival, how many points it would take, and off you go. If by chance you decide that, no, I don't want to stay in one of Marriott's resorts this year, I'd rather go take a cruise. Well, you can convert your...
You have that option. Yeah, I thought that was interesting when I saw the points the way they work. That was that is a different mousetrap, no question about it, that you've built.
And I like the fact that you can bank the points. All right, last question before we run out of time. You run a publicly traded company. You have responsibilities to owners, to guests, to shareholders. You're a busy man. What do you enjoy most about being CEO, Steve?
Well, I think the simple answer is the most rewarding thing for me is to see people in our company grow. I'm fortunate enough, between my years at Marriott before we spun off and everything else, I'm a Marriott veteran going on 46 years. And I started out as a management trainee of the company. And people mentored me along the way and allowed me to grow with additional responsibilities. And I try to do that very same thing. And it's great to see people that start out as entry-level associates with us and grow to...
And they get a chance to grow.
Considerable responsibility.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there today. You've been great. We could go on, certainly. We want to thank you for your time today. And if folks want to learn more about experiencing your three brands, where should they go? Should they go to the Marriott Vacations Worldwide.com, or where do you want them to head?
Yeah, that's the perfect destination, and we'd be happy to share anything we can with them.
All right. Well, listen, we really appreciate it. You enjoy your weekend, and again, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, there goes Steve. I liked him, Mary, and a good interview. And folks, also, if you're Marriott Rewards or Ritz-Carlton Rewards members, you can also earn points at Marriott Vacations Worldwide and all of their affiliates. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. Please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We'll be right back after the bottom of the hour break. Stay with us.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.